Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, and welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran. My guest today is Greg Santos, who is the founder of Morning Hustlers, which is a everyday 5 a.m. call. And it's really inspirational, full of great advice and great opportunities to learn more. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation with Greg. Welcome, Greg.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to be here.
Wonderful. So first of all, for the benefit of our listeners, why don't you go ahead and explain what Morning Hustlers is all about? What is this 5 a.m. call? What do you cover? And who is it intended for?
Beautiful. Yeah. So the Morning Hustlers, it's intended for, you know, entrepreneurs, people who don't necessarily have a community of people that are hardworking or invest in themselves and love to read. You know, I've been working on myself and in this, you know, personal development space for about 7 years now. And what I've noticed is I would go to event after event. And I noticed that after I leave these events, I would be back to where I was before. And it didn't take too long for me to notice that the reason why this kept happening was because I kept going back to my old social circle. I'd go back to my old friends or my family, and I'd be so fired up after a Tony Robbins event or seeing Grant Cardone or someone like that. And I'd be back in the same spot. And I remember I went to this event one time. It was the California Association of Realtors event. There's a man named Sharon Srivatsa that was on stage, and he was talking about how he does a 5 a.m. call every single day. And I was like, whoa, that sounds amazing. So I remember I joined the call, and after the first day, I remember thinking, it's still too easy for me to miss. Cause I know if I wake up early at 5 o'clock in the morning, I can get a workout in, I can be really productive, I feel fantastic, but it was still too easy for me to slip and mess up. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to start my own group. So I put out something on Instagram, like, hey, top CEOs wake up early. Who wants to, you know, start waking up early? And I had 22 people raise their hand. I was like, whoa, this is incredible. So I knew that if I was the host of this call, that I could never miss a day. So I decided to start teaching stuff that I was reading from books or events or things that I was learning in my day-to-day life. And 30 days in, I end up meeting my business partner, and she takes it international. I have people in London, Africa, just literally all over the world at this point. I've been doing it for about 1 year and 5 months now. And it's just been incredible. But basically what it is, it's a community of, you know, young entrepreneurs for the most part, and just a community where we all just get together and we talk about these ideas and talk about what we're up to and help each other out on our entrepreneurial journey. It's a little mastermind.
Nice. So you mentioned it's a 5 a.m. call. So 5 a.m. in what time zone?
Pacific Standard Time.
Okay. So that's not so bad for Eastern, because people, it's 8 a.m., so that's a reasonable time. Do you get a lot of pushback from people who say, man, 5 a.m., that's super early. I don't think I can get up at that time, or I got other things to do, or I just want to sleep. Do you get pushback?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And sometimes I would see people that would show up for a few calls, and then, you know, they drop off. It's really interesting. Nowadays, it's actually more international, which shocked me. I don't know, like, people showing up, it's like most of my audience is like in Europe and like in the Asia country. So it's so there's like maybe 3 or 4 people that are actually making it in the morning. It's interesting. I still kept the name Morning Hustlers, but it's awesome how it's just kind of blew up internationally.
Nice. And so Do the members get to participate, or are you mostly teaching and providing the content?
Yes. So I open up the meeting 15 minutes before 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And during that time, you know, I open it early so people can come in. We have discussion. We can talk about certain things that are people's mind. But as soon as 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time hits, it's just like a lesson for the day. Usually something that happened the previous day for myself, maybe where things went wrong and I had to recuperate, or maybe I'm feeling extremely stressed and what I'm doing to deal with that, or a lesson that I've learned from a book or a mentor, something like that. But yeah, it's a 15 minute call. So it ends at 5:15, and usually have people set their intentions for the day. And I just send everybody off after that.
Nice. And how would you like to grow this? Now, how many people do you have on each of these calls typically?
So yeah, I have about 200 people that have signed up, but it's dwindled down. I'm getting around 20 to 30 people attending per call.
Nice. And are these usually the same 20 to 30 people, or that rotates over time?
I have a core group of about 10 people that are just there every single day.
Nice.
And it's really incredible. I love it. And, you know, we really get to know each other a lot more. And then the other 10, usually it's a cycle, but you'll typically see the same faces in there. It's growing organically. I don't put any kind of money into it in terms of advertisements or anything like that. Usually it just kind of spread through word of mouth.
Okay. And so is it a paid membership? Do people pay to participate?
So I have the call by itself is a free call. However, I have 7 to 9 figure business owners on my podcast. I just recently had Roland Frazier, the CEO of War Room. I've had Mark Tim, Kevin Harrington's business partner, Bob Berg, author of The Go-Giver. So what I do is I kind of have like a community podcast called Outlier Circle, where we have like a live event similar to what Joe Polish does or you know, I Love Marketing does, like once a month with their live Zoom calls, where they'll have you in there with Chris Voss or, you know, these, you know, people that are really successful, and you can be in there and watch it live. And the people who are part of the paid membership, they can submit questions, and I'll ask those questions for my guests. So it's really awesome. They get, like, I've had a few of my members get to ask Roland questions, and that was a lot of fun.
So basically you have two levels of membership. One is the free and the other is the paid. And for the free membership, they get to come on, get the lesson of the day, and hang up. For the paid membership, they get to interact. They get to submit questions to you that you then go ask other people. Is that right?
Yeah. And I also have a Facebook group that I have, and I created a success path. So a big thing that I help people out with is helping them follow through with what they say they're going to do. I take people who it's challenging for them to have the discipline to actually get them to take action. So what I did was I created a success path where I take someone from level one, which is like you maybe lack discipline, maybe you know you're ambitious, but it's hard for you to really take the actions you know you should be taking. So I'm like, all right, this is level one. This is where you're at. These are the action steps you should be taking. After we take those action steps, you know, we vote every week and like, all right, who's moving up the success path? All right, once you get to level two, now I have a certain specific action items for that. Also with the book to read, and then progressing all the way up to level five, which is by the end of that, you'll have like a structure to your day. You'll have some healthy habits. And that's to the point where will be harder for you to not take action than it will for you to actually take action. So part of that paid membership is you get the success path, and takes you from being undisciplined to being able to be disciplined, and you know you can keep your word to yourself and follow through with the things you say you're going to do.
Great. So that's a good structure. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Greg Santos. And I'm going to ask Greg about how you can stay on track and do all the things that you set out to do when you attend a course or attend a live event, and get all jazzed up and you come back and then go back to normal. So how do you make sure that you stay on the path? So let's pick up that conversation after a quick break.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Greg Santos, who is the founder of Morning Hustlers. So, Greg, before the break, we were talking about the way you structure the Morning Hustlers and the call and so on, which is great. But the thing that really intrigued me is you talked about helping people stay on track and achieve the things that they set out to do. And most often, as we all know, you know, when you take when you attend an inspirational talk or you go to an event, you get all jazzed up, you get really enthusiastic, and you think this is going to be amazing, it's going to change my life. And pretty soon after you come back from the event, you kind of start to slide back into your normal behavior. And all the things that you got excited about kind of fall by the wayside. So how do you keep people, what is your secret? How do you keep people on track? How do you make sure that they don't fall back into their old habits?
Yeah, beautiful. So one book that really changed my life is The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, my number one book I've ever read. And what that book did was it completely changed the way I looked at success. I used to think that it would be like these big old bursts of action that I had to take. And I'd listen to Gary Vee or Grant Cardone, who like work really hard, you know, 12, 14 hour days. And I felt that I had to do that same thing in order to be successful. And what The Compound Effect taught me was, you know, success. And it's where Darren Hardy is a publisher for Success Magazine. Tony Robbins wrote the foreword for that. And he said that success comes down to taking seemingly insignificant actions consistently over time. So we may not see results in 6 months or a year or even 18 months, but give it 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And what that did for me was it took a lot of pressure off of me to take these crazy big actions like right away and try to just completely transform my life, like just go from not being able to take action to just I'm an action-taking machine overnight. That isn't necessarily the case. And it definitely feels like you can do that after you attend a Tony Robbins seminar, you attend this event, like a Brendon Burchard event, you're feeling fantastic. You took a bunch of notes, you met some amazing people, you have this energy and you feel like I am transformed. I am ready to just do the things that I say I was going to do. Now, the biggest thing here is we leave these events with a million ideas. And what I suggest to do, this is what really helped me out, is like, all right, out of everything I learned here, what's just the one specific thing that I'm going to do for sure? Like, that's it. I know there's a million great ideas. I know I want to do a lot of different things, but what's one thing that I'm going to commit to? And how can I make the execution of that item really easy to do? Because after those 2 weeks are up, when that emotional high dies down, life goes back into place and, you know, life happens and we're back into our old habits, it's going to be tough to execute on that thing. So I say, all right, what's this one thing? And how can I just do a little bit of that consistently? Even if it's small, for example, I have a member that's in my Morning Hustlers. He wanted to start getting into meditation. And he's like, I just don't have that much time. So I'm like, you have some time. So like, I was like, all right, here, do this. I got this from James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, which is make the barrier of entry really easy. So I was like, just meditate for a minute a day. That's it. But the thing is, that's such a small thing. People are like, no, that's not going to work. I want to do more. It's like, okay. But the point is, we need to just get into the habit of making ourselves take the action. And over time, we start to build upon that. And over time, now it's like, all right, now it's become a part of us. Now we can start adding more time to that specific thing. But understanding this, like, oftentimes with these shiny objects and these events, it's just, we're like, I want to make massive progress now. We can definitely feel like we can do that. But understanding, like, hold on, we got to play a long game here. We got to remember, like, this is going to take some time. How can I integrate this into my life? And how can I make it not too drastic of a change from what I'm used to doing on a day-to-day basis, so it's easy to execute, especially when I don't feel like doing it?
Great. So how do you pick the one thing? Because usually when you go to an event or you read an inspirational book or whatever, they give you tens of ideas, lots of different things you can do. You can do this or that or the other thing. So most people have, you know, analysis paralysis because they have so many different options. They analyze everything. What would be the one that gives me the greatest benefit, and what can I do now? And so they get lost in contemplating all the different opportunities. They never really take action on any one thing. So how do you pick that one thing?
That's a fantastic question. So one of the best exercises that I've ever done in my life, one of my mentors had suggested this. He's a pretty intense guy. And he said, look, if you want to get massive clarity on, like, what you want to accomplish in your life. So he's like, he advises you to lock yourself in a bathroom for 2 days with food and water and answer the questions, who am I? What kind of life do I want to live? And what kind of people do I want to have in that life? Now, that's very intense with no technology. And I was foolish enough to do it. I did it, right? And what that did for me, though, was it really gave me massive clarity on exactly what I want my lifestyle to look like. If I can have life however I want it to look like, how would I want that? And I have this really compelling future. Like, I know exactly what kind of life that I want to live. Now, when it comes to this event, I'm always looking in line of, like, all right, I have this filter, like, okay, there's a lot of action items, like, this is nice to do, these are nice. So I like to categorize as well. So, like, all right, what are the tasks that I can do that have the most serious consequences? So I know we're familiar with the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule. What's the 20% of actions that I can take that can potentially bring me 80% of my results? And then I categorize, all right, well, what are some action items here that I can do that have minor consequences that will make a difference, but not so much? And then what are some things that I can do that are nice to do, but don't necessarily have any consequences to them? And then tasks that I can delegate or tasks that I need to eliminate. But the top three are the most important. Is just like, okay, taking that time, sitting down, like, okay, this is what I want out of everything here. What's the most important things that are going to move me towards that? And I also have mentors and I'll usually have conversations with them as well. And just seeing, like, does this make sense? Is this in line with where I want to go? And then make the decision and just have that low barrier to entry and get rocking and rolling.
Cool. That sounds good. And so how would you like to grow this? This was something we talked about a little earlier, but we didn't really zero in on it. So how would you like to grow this community of yours? You've got 20, 30 people, you've got 200 people signed up or something like that. And what direction do you want to grow it? Do you want to have 100 people on each call every morning, or do you want to grow it to 1,000 people in the community with only 20 or 30 people showing up each time?
Yeah, fantastic question. So my big goal is I want to have 10,000 people on call one day. I want to be hitting in the thousands every single day on this call. When the way I'm growing it right now is, okay, I don't really want to put too much money into ads right now. I want to grow this organically. And what I've been doing is, as I mentioned with the podcast guests, so bringing in guests who have the audience that I want, and I'm setting it up. We're like, oh, hey, we're going to have this live podcast, live Q&A, and it's fun. It's an awesome experience. I was actually doing this before Clubhouse kind of blew up. It's kind of like Clubhouse, except it's just me and the guests, but you're in a live Zoom room. So I have people that register for that, and I get new people into my audience. So I have people subscribing to my list. But the biggest thing here, like my dream since I was a kid, was always to be speaking on stages. When I was a kid, I remember I was walking with my uncle down the street, and he's like, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I must have been like 11 or 12. I said, I want to be a stand-up comedian. And my uncle says, it's not going to work out. They all go to jail. I said, "What?" And he's like, "You said you want to be a drug dealer?" I said, "No, Uncle Jody. I said, I want to be a comedian." He's like, "Oh, okay." And I remember that. The reason why I tell that story is because that's like when I remember like that anchor in my brain in terms of like, I've been saying that I want to speak on stage for so long. And when I turned 19 years old, I went on stage and I quickly realized that the kind of people who are that kind of crowd with stand-up comedians, nothing against them, just weren't my kind of people. Not the kind of people I really wanted to spend too much time around. But I still love stages. I still love speaking in front of groups of people. So what I've been doing is just reaching out to podcasts, like this one. And I've been reaching out to see if I can get on any kind of virtual summits and doing a lot of research and just utilizing other stages and seeing how I can benefit the guests, how I can benefit the audience, how can I solve a problem for people, and really utilizing stages as a way to grow my audience.
Great. Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Greg Santos. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of the Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
Welcome back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. My guest today is Greg Santos, who is the founder of Morning Hustlers. So, Greg, before the break, we were talking about how you want to grow. Now, let's talk a little bit about the actual logistics and the structure of each of your calls. So when you do a 5 a.m. call, is it a Zoom call? Do you have video? Is it just audio? How do you do it?
Yes, it is a video call. And for those who want to not have their video shown, they can turn off their camera.
So it's a video call and you set up a Zoom room. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So, all of these technologies have a limit to the number of people you can have on a call. So how do you reconcile the technology limits with the limits of your ambition, which are considerably higher? Like if you want to have thousands of people on a call and Zoom allows only up to 999 people, how do you do that?
Yeah, fantastic question. When I first started this, I just, one thing that I struggle with is I take a lot of action, and I hear something, I'm like, all right, let's start doing that. Right. And I don't spend as much time in the planning phase as I should. I kind of just build and figure out as I go. So that, like, the morning hustlers was just one of those things where it's like, all right, well, let me just get rocking and rolling. Let me start building this thing. And as time goes on, I'll cross the bridge when I get there. So I'm still there right now.
Okay, great. And so for our listeners that might be intrigued by the morning call, the 5 a.m. call with the morning hustlers, how do they get engaged with you? How do they find out where the Zoom room is? Where's the link, et cetera? How do they connect with you?
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. It's just go to morninghustlers.com and go in name and email address, and then boom, you get an email, and then you get a link to the call, and then you're good to go starting the next day.
And does it run all 7 days of the week or just weekdays? How does it work?
Yeah, every single day of the year. Doesn't matter holidays. I'm there 5 a.m. Every single day.
Okay. And so if people are concerned that if they go and sign up, they're going to get spammed with all kinds of different affiliate offers and so on. Is that something you do, or you generally protect people's email addresses and just keep them for the morning call?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I didn't even realize that would be a potential concern. Yeah, absolutely. That's I don't sell anyone's information, I don't have any affiliates or anything like that. Your email address stays with me, and I put out sometimes I'll put like the message of the meeting, and I'll just send out an email. So the biggest thing here is I know that for business, it's really just giving as much value as you possibly can, right? Like, I believe you're paid in proportion to the amount of value that you give. So my biggest thing is building the relationship with the people that join the call, and I would never do anything to potentially spoil that relationship.
Right. And so the site is morninghustlers.com. Our guest is Greg Santos. So to our listeners, yeah, go to morninghustlers.com and check it out. See if you'd like to sign up for a 5 a.m. call. Obviously, that means that while Greg's going to be up at 5 a.m. Pacific, that means you need to be up at 5 a.m. Pacific to participate on the call. Now, if you're on the East Coast, that's 8 a.m. That's not so bad. If you're over in the U.K., that's 1 p.m. So that's not bad at all. So yeah, absolutely. Go to Morning Hustlers. And Greg, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. It was fun to have you on the call.
Hey, I appreciate you having me here. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.